سوس قدوس 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 فصل من بشارة معلمنا مار يوحنا البشير بركاته على جميعنا آمين.
متى جاء المعز الروح القدس الذي أرسله الآب باسمي فعلم كل شيء وذكركم بكل ما قلته لكم. سلام أترك لكم، سلام أنا أعطيكم، لا كما يعطي العالم أعطيكم، لا تضطرب قلوبكم ولا تجزع. سمعت مني قلت لكم أني أمضي إلى ثم آتي إليكم، لكم تحبون لكم تفرحون لأني أمضي إلى الآب، لأني أبي أعظم مني، وقد قلت لكم الآن قبل أن يكون حتى متى كان تؤمنون. لست أكلم كلاما كثيرا بعد، لأن رئيس هذا العالم آت وليس له فيه شيء. لكي العمل العالم أحب أبو كما وصاني أبي هكذا أفعل. قوم ننطلق من هنا، أنا وكرم الحقية وبكرام كل غصن في التي ثمر يقطعه، وكل ما يأتي بثمر نقي ليأتي بثمر أكثر. وأنتم من قبل القيام من أجل الكلام الذي كلمتكم به إثبتوا فيه أنا أيضا فيكم.
والمجد لله دائما أبدا أمين. De nos chambres sous nos os ne bevne mas ho web dia ki ak so ti mon anan ro hakal kudus ya rab al azir sal ta tal mizil kudusin us hum karamin fi sa'a al thalisa hadha la tanzahu min ya sal lakin gaddu fi ya shana qalban naqiyan lak fi ya allah ru'an mustaqiman gaddid fi ahsha'i la tatrahni min qudam wa ka ru hakal kudus la tanzahu minni أيها الرب الذي أرسلت روح قدسك على تلاميذك القديسين ورسلك المكرمين في الساعة الثالثة هذا لا تنزعه منه أصالك، نسألك أن تجدد في أحشائنا يا ربنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الكلمة روح المستقيم ومحييا روح النبوة والعفة روح القداسة والعدالة والسلطة القادر على كل شيء، لأنك أنت هو ديار نفسنا يا من يدي لكل إنسان آت إلى العالم ارحمنا.
Theon
the gold yard, the true vine, poured a cluster of life, we ask you, full of grace, with the apostle for the salvation of our souls, blessed be the Lord our God. Blessed be the Lord day by day. He prepares our way, for he is God of our salvation.
أيها الملك السماء المعزي روح الحق الحاضر في كل مكان والمالئ الكل كنز الصالحات ومعطي الحياة المتفضل يا رب حل فينا وطهرنا من كل دنس أيها الصالح وخلص نفوسنا. كما كنت مع تلاميذك يا المخلص وأعطيتهم السلام هلما أيضا كن معنا ومنحنا سلامك وخلصنا ونجي نفوسنا. إذا ما وقفنا في هيكلك المقدس نحسب كأننا قائمون في السماء. يا والدة الإله أنت هي باب السماء، افتح لنا باب الرحمة.
قدوس الحي الذي لا يموت الذي صلب عنا ارحمنا. قدوس الله
قدوس الحي الذي لا يموت الذي صلب عنا ارحمنا. قدوس الله قدوس القوي قدوس الحي الذي لا يموت الذي قام الأول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit now and ever unto the age of the age of amen. Holy Trinity have mercy on us. Holy Trinity have mercy on us. Holy Trinity have mercy on us. Lord forgive us our sins. Lord forgive us our iniquities. Lord forgive us our trespasses. Lord visit the sick of your people. Heal them for the sake of your holy name. Our Father and brethren who have fallen asleep. Lord repose their souls. You are with us and Lord have mercy on us. You are with us and Lord help us and receive our supplication. For yours is the glory, the dominion, and triple holiness. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord bless the man.
May our words be praising for our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Christ Jesus, our Lord, with us again, the power of the glory forever, amen. Hail to you, we ask you, say, full of glory, that we receive the truth of the Mother of Christ. Lift up our prayers and your beloved Son, that we forgive us our sins. Hail to the Holy Virgin, who brought forth unto the true Lord, Christ, God, us, Lord, now on behalf of thee, may mercy on our souls, forgive us our sins. O Virgin Mary, the Holy Theotokos, the faithful advocate for all mankind, intercede on our behalf of Christ, and we brother, who forgive us our sins. Hail to you, Virgin, the Rain, true Queen, hail to the Pride of Rain, support us, Emmanuel. We ask you to remember us.
So, holy, 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 every holy gospel, according to the teachers, Saint Matthew, may bless him with us all, amen.
Came to him and he opened his mouth and told them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the poor in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the Son of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you, and they say all kind of evil against you falsely. For my sake, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophet who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
Glory be to God forever. Amen. O you in 16 6-hour was near to the cross for the sin which our father Adam did commit in paradise. Tear the handwriting of our sins, O Christ, our God, and save us. I cry to God, and the Lord heard me. God, hear my prayer, and do not refuse my petition. Be attentive to me, and hear me in the evening. In the morning and midday I say my words, and he hears my voice and delivers my soul in peace. O Jesus Christ, our God, who was nailed to the cross in the 6th hour and killed by the tree, and by your death you made alive the dead man whom you created with your own hands, and had died in sin, put to death our pains by your healing, life-giving passions, and by the nails which you wear, nearest cure our mind from the thornness of the earthly deed onward lost, to the remembrance of your heavenly commandments according to your compassion. فنحن بك نتوسل إلى الذي ولد منك يا والدة الإله العذراء لأن كثيرة هي شفاعتك وقوية ومقبولة عند مخلصنا يطوى الأم الطاهرة. لا أن ترفضي الخطاء من شفاعتك عند الذي ولد منك لأنه رحم وقادر على خلاصنا نتألم من أجلنا لك ينقذنا. فإن تدركنا نفعلك سريعا أنك تمسكنا جدا أعنا يا الله مخلصنا من أجل مجد اسمك. يا رب نجنا وغفر خطايانا من أجل اسمك القدوس.
صنعت خلاصا في وسط الأرض كلها أيها المسيح إلهنا عندما بسطت يديك الطائرتين على عود الصليب فلهذا كلهم تسحق إلى المجد لك يا رب.
ثبت فيك أيك أجب نوماك
نسجد لشخص غير الفاسد يا الصالح طالبين مغفرة خطايانا يا المسيح إلهنا لأن مشيتك صراطا تسعى على الصليب وتنجي الذين خلقتهم من عبودية العدو. نصرخ ليك ونشكرك لأنك ملأت الكل فرحا أيها المخلص لما أتيت تعين العالم يا رب المجد لك.
إنك إنك صصي ونصطني ونلامين
أنت يا الممتلئ نعمة والتلاء العذراء نعظمك لأن من قبل صليب ابنك انهبط الجحيم وبطل الموت أمواتا كنا فنهضنا وصحنا الحياة الأبدية ولأننا نعين الفردوس الأول من أجل هذا نمجد بشكر غير إدمية المسيح إلى هنا.
نبشر بالثلوث القدوس لاوت واحد نسجد لاوت مجد ويا رب رحم يا رب رحم يا رب بارك امين. Truly we believe in one God, God the Father, the Panto Creator, creator of heaven and earth and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead according to the scriptures, ascended into heaven. He sits at the right hand of his Father. He is coming again as glorious, just living and dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophet, and one holy Catholic Apostolic Church. We confess one baptism for the mercy and sins.
ننتظر قيامة الأموات وحياة الدهر الآتي آمين يا حمل الله حامل خد العالم ارحمنا واغفر لنا خطايانا الكثيرة آمين
كيريا ليسون كيريا ليسون يا رب ارحم كيريا ليسون كيريا ليسون ارحمنا يا الله Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, ismana warhamna. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord of mercy. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, have mercy, O Lord. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison, hear us and have mercy. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Ya Rab orham. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Erhamna Ya Allah. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Ismana Werhamna. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, have mercy, O Lord. Eleison, Kyrie eleison, hear us and have mercy. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kudus, 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 Rabbi Sabaoth, Samea Vodam.
يا رب لا القوات كن معنا لأنه ليس لنا وعيف شديد لدقتنا سواك حلو أخبر أصبح لنا الله عن سيئتنا التي صنعناها برضات والتي صنعناها بغير رضاتنا التي فعلناها بمعرفة والتي فعلناها بغير معرفة الخفية والظاهرة بغفرها لنا من أجل اسمك القدوس الذي داعي علينا كرحمتك يا رب وليس خطايانا
Panaget Reze for Catholic and Apostolic and the Kiklisian Difnoti Amin. Arin Hanizor on Nate of Eno, Egogon Nate of Eno, Evoli Toto. Moi not in Pieki Pievulchen if you owe
me. Rosevixasti Eberton Agionte, Jonzer on Toto. que se sionimon que pros fronton que li ale
Alleluia jeb me be en oru mi afi on hena ke vole beshoi so absog benti ome be ave shainak Nisi seyane buruz vura şubu eroka ellelu ya
Hinevrani mevyod nemşine menemasweb Onu cinut, efez marut, ence efno devyo pi pantokrator.
Amin.
Efez marut, ence pevne mgenisin şiris hos perestos penşois. Efez marud enje bimne maeso em parakli itun
amin wahidun walab al kudus wahidun ibn al kudus wahidun هو الروح القدس امين مبارك الرب الى الابد امين يا جميع الهوام بارك الرب ولتباركوا جميع الشعوب لان رحمته سبت علينا وحق الرب يدوم الى الابد امين هللويا
يكسبتريك ايوك يا جيوب نبواتك انكاين Christus eonastone onon amen alleluia
shlin
ebe prosef kisasiti
Ketob nevmati
Marin shebe motem peres nam shote noti bento tire sos pia heresos Gjerozi ne gona ver vos ne fare nam shote ne lofti aso ero naftiton Aften qare eto nu osoi en sof on Marin droho posin de fare eron En paio sof ainim no otiron te po onch Khenirin en jivene pi panto karato Ore pshoi se penoti
Rose vexasti
Kyrie eleison
Efni ve pshoi se penoti pi panto karator Evio tempen choi so penoti O pienso ti riso O spi echerestus نشكرك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال لأنك سترتنا وأنتنا وحفظتنا وقبلتنا إليك وأشفقت علينا وعضمتنا وأنتيت بنا إلى هذه الساعة
أطلبوا لك يرحمنا الله ويترافع علينا ويسمعنا ويعيننا ويقبل سؤالات وطلبات قديسيه منهم بصلاح عنا في كل حين واجعلنا مستحقين أن ننال من شركة أسراره المقدسة المباركة لمغفرة خطايانا
يا رب ارحم
ده us can treat your goodness. O lover of mankind, to grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear. All envy, all temptation of the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked man, and the rising above enemies, hidden and manifest, take them away from us. وعن سائر الشعب وعن هذه المائدة المقدسة وعن هذه الكنيسة المقدسة التي لك. أما الصالحات والنافعات فارزقنا لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس على الحية والعقارب وعلى قوة العدو. May you serve in a minister of this day, the hegumen, the priest, the deacon, the clergy, and all the people, and my weak self be absolved from the mouth of the old Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, from the mouth of the one only Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, from the mouth of the 12 Apostles, from the mouth of the beholder of God, the Evangelist, Samar, the Apostle and Martyr, the Patriarch and Severus, our Church, the Discourus, St. Ignatius Apostolic, St. Peter, Holy Martyr, and High Priest, St. John Chrysostom, St. Cyrus, St. Basil, St. Gregory, from the mouth of the 318 Assyblad and Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and the 200 at Ephesus. From the mouth of our honored father, the high priest, Baba Ambatawadruz II, and his partner, our father, the Bishop Ambabulus, and from the mouth of my abjected self and the least, for blessed and full of glory, the holy name, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and all times, and unto the age of ages. Amen. Thank you.
Yeah.
بكاريوس بخبز تيتي مناخو سيب شو ويسر يا مطنان بيكو فيبولن تين النوبي
هيتني بك انت بنيوت صواب بطري كارشي صعبك في المجد ناسو
Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed of the gospel of God, a reading from the epistle of our teacher, St. Paul, to the Ephesians. May his holy blessing be with us all. Amen. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. But that you also may know my affairs and how I am doing, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will make all things known to you, whom I have sent to you for this very purpose, that you may know our affairs and that he may comfort your hearts. Peace to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
الكسير يكون من رسالة يعقوب الرسول بركاته تكون معنا أمين فاخضعوا لله قوموا إبليس فيهرب منكم اقتربوا لله فيقترب إليكم نقم أيديكم أيها الخطاة وطهروا قلوبكم يا ذوي الرأيين اكتئبوا ونوحوا وابكوا ليتحول ضحككم إلى نوح وفرحكم إلى غم اتضعوا قدام الرب فليرفعكم لا يزم بعضكم بعضا أيها الأخوة الذي يزم أخاه ويدين أخاه يزم الناموس ويدين الناموس وإن كنت تدين الناموس فلست عاملا بالناموس بل ديانا له واحد هو واضع الناموس القادر أن يخلص ويهلك فمن أنت يا من تدين غيرك هلما الآن أيها القائلون نذهب اليوم وغدا إلى هذه المدينة أو تلك وهناك تصرف سنة واحدة ونتجر ونربح أنتم الذين لا تعرفون أمر الغد لأنه ما هي حياتكم إنها بخار يظهر قليلا ثم يضمحل عوضا أن تقولوا إن شاء الرب وعشنا نفعل هذا أو ذاك وأما الآن فإنكم تفتخرون في تعظمكم كل افتخار مثل هذا رديء فمن يعرف أن يعمل حسناً ولا يعمل فذلك خطيئة له لا تحب العالم ولا الأشياء التي في العالم إن العالم يمد وشوات وليس أردت الله يدوم إلى الأبد أمين
from the act of our Father, the poor apostles, who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit, may their blessing be with us. Amen. And after some days, King Agrippa and Bernice came to Caesarea to greet Festus. When they had been there many days, Festus led Paul's case before the king, saying, "There is a certain man left a prisoner by Felix, about whom the chief priests and the elders of the Jews informed me when I was in Jerusalem asking for a judgment against him. To them I answer, it is not the custom of the Roman to deliver any man to destruction before the accused meet the accusers face to face and has opportunity to answer for himself concerning the charge against him. Therefore, when they had come together without any delays, the next day I sat on the judgment seat and commanded the man to be brought in. When the accusers stood up, they brought no accusation against him of such things as I supposed, but had some question against him. about their own religions, about a certain Jesus who had died, whom Paul affirmed to be alive. And because I was uncertain of such questions, I asked whether he was willing to go to Jerusalem and there be judges concerning these matters. But when Paul appealed to be reserved for the decision of Augustus, I commanded him to be kept till I could send him to Caesar. Then Agrippa said to Festus, I also would like to hear the man myself. Tomorrow, he said, you shall hear him. So the next day, when Agrippa and Bernice had come with great pomp and had entered the auditorium with the commanders and the prominent men of the city, at Festus' command, Paul was brought in. And Festus said, King Agrippa and all the men who are here present with us, you see this man about whom the whole assembly of the Jews petitions me, both at Jerusalem and here, crying out that he was not fit to live any longer. But when I found he had committed nothing deserving of death, and that himself he appealed to Augustus, I decided to send him. I have nothing certain to write to my Lord concerning him. Therefore, I have brought him out before you, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that after the examination had taken place, I may have something to write. For it seems to me unreasonable to send a prisoner and not to specify the charges against him. Then Agrippa said to Paul, you are permitted to speak for yourself. So Paul stretched out his hand and answered for him, the word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church. God, amen.
Today is the 13th day of the blessed month of Baramhuta. May God begin in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, my Father, my brethren. Amen. On this day of the year 36 of the martyrs, the saintly 40 martyrs of the city of Sebastian, Caesarea, were martyred. They were high-ranking officers in a Roman legion under the command of Lysias, who was a heathen. They refused to participate in offering sacrifices to the idols. The commander summoned them, and they confessed their faith in the Lord Christ before him. They threatened to strip them off their military ranks. They replied, saying, it is better for us to lose our military position than to lose our God, Jesus Christ. He imprisoned them, and they spent all night praising, and the angel of the Lord appeared to strengthen and encourage them to steadfast till the end of to receive the crowns of martyrdom. Later on, the commanded his men to stone them. However, the stones glanced back upon those who were stoning them. Then he ordered to throw them in a nearby lake, which was icy. Their organs were severed because of the excessive cold. One of them, whose faith was weakened, went out of the icy water and entered to the hot water bath house nearby the lake. The heat in the bath house melted the ice that was on him. However, he died quickly. One of the guards saw angels descending from heaven, and in their hands crowns. They placed them over the heads of the 39 martyrs, and remained one crown in the hand of the angel. The grace of God moved the heart of this guard, who went down into the lake, shouting, I'm Christian, and I'm Christian. He received the crown that was in the hand of the angel, and was counted among the martyrs. The rulers ordered to carry their bodies and threw them into the sea. On the third day, the holy martyrs appeared to the bishop of Sebast in a vision and told him, go to the sea and take our bodies. He went with the priests, deacons, and the people to the sea and found the bodies. They carried them with great honor and placed them in a special place. Many signs and wonders were manifested from their bodies, and their account became well known in all the countries. The blessing of their prayer be with us all. Amen. On this day also of the year 264 AD, the Holy Father Pope Dionysius, 14th Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. His father was born in Alexandria in the later part of the 2nd century. His parents worshipped the stars, and they put emphasis on teaching him all the subjects of that sect. However, he had a true inner readiness to accept the faith. One day, a Christian old woman passed by him, who had with her some pages of a book containing an epistle of the Apostle St. Paul, and he bought them from her. When he read these pictures, he marveled at what was written. He asked the old woman for the rest of the book. She went and brought him back three more epistles. Having read them through, he found the book to be still incomplete. He asked her to search for the rest of the book. When she felt his strong desire for reading and knowledge, she told him, if you wanted to acquire the complete book, go to the church and there you can find it for free. He went to the church as the old woman told him. He became a disciple to a deacon called Augustine, read the epistles of our teacher St. Paul and memorized them. Then he went to St. Demetrius, the 12th Pope, and declared his faith in the Lord Christ before him, and the Pope baptized him. He joined in the theological school and excelled in the church subjects, and the Pope granted him the diaconate rank. When Pope Heraclius was enthroned, he ordained him a priest, appointed him as the dean of the theological school. He persevered in teaching, exhorting, and baptizing those accepted the faith. When Pope Heraclius XIII departed, they unanimously chose the priest Dionysius. He was consecrated patriarch on the first day of Tuba, year 246 AD. He shepherded the flock of Christ with the best of care. When Decius unseated the persecution against the Christians, he wanted to seize Pope Dionysius. But the Pope escaped. When Decius died, the Pope wrote a compassionate letter to Emperor Gallus, and accordingly, the persecution quieted down. Nevertheless, another kind of strife arose before the Pope, which was a struggle against the heretics. He resisted the two heresies, that of Sabellius and Paul of Samosata. After the Pope had completed his good and over, departed in a good old age. He wrote many spiritual and doctrinal epistles. Most of them still existed till present time. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, amen. Today, also of the year 92 of the martyrs, marked the return of the two saints, Abba Macarius the Great and Abba Macarius of Alexandria, from exile on the island of Philea, south of Aswan in Upper Egypt. Emperor Valens the Arian had exiled them to this island. The natives of this island worshipped idols, and they tortured these two saints severely for 3 years. It came to pass Satan possessed the daughter of the pagan priest, and in this isle of this island, and tormented her. Saint Macarius the Great came forward and prayed over her, and the Lord healed her by his prayers. Subsequently, the priest and the people of the island believed in the Lord Christ. The saint told them the fact of the Christian faith and baptized them in the eve of the Feast of Epiphany. They changed the temple on the island into a church wherein the two saints prayed and administered to them the holy mysteries. When they wished to return, they did not know the way, so the angel of the Lord appeared to them, guided them until they reached Alexandria. From there, they went to the wilderness of Shehit. The monks of the wilderness came out to receive them with a great joy. The blessing of the prayer of these two saints be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen. So,
Supplications and prayers which shall fall upon the Lord our God, those have already fallen asleep, repose them who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Alleluia. حافظ مارون تنجفس من فرايس فسديني هو يريه افروغي سونك تقاطع يؤن أغين فاريون تو أنا
دكساسي كيري Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, our reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. John, the evangelist, apostle, and pure disciple. May his blessing be with us all, amen.
From
the Psalms of our teacher David the prophet and the king, may his holy blessings be with us all, amen. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself did not baptize but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee, but he needed to go through Samaria. So he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have well said, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. In that you spoke truly." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. And at this point, his disciples came, and they marveled that he talked with a woman, yet no one said, what do you seek, or why are you talking with her? The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the men, come see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came to him. In the meantime, his disciples urged him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. Therefore the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him anything to eat? Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do not say, there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified, he told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans had come to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. Then they said to the woman, now we believe, not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world.
Glory be to God forever.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. In Philippians 4:67, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. Maybe at the first time also too in my life that I come on Sunday, however I was a priest or not a priest. And the first time that I come to Sunday at the church and find the church is empty. How it's too hard to find that, and to find that the people, everyone staying at home to be safe. And cannot come to the church to join the divine ceremony and to take his body and his blood. Maybe we can think about these hard days. I know that today I have to continue the series of Our Father Who Art in Heaven. Yesterday night, during the week, it's very busy. So I try to think about I have to prepare the sermon. And I would think about what I have to say. I have to talk about Our Father prayer, or I have to think about our tribulation that we have, or what I have to say exactly. And during the week, I was walking in a place, and I found like a senior, one of the elder men, he was walking also too. And he was stopping me and he said, "Are you a priest?" I said, "Yeah." So he said, he looking to me, "Please pray for these days." And come into my mind, also in Isaiah 26:20, when he said to the people, "Come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourself as it were for a little moment until the indignation is past." And I remember that maybe it's very hard time to find that all the people of the congregation should stay at home and not come to the church. And the church which is we are praying, I will tell you exactly the priest in when we are praying the absolution of the priest. Some part from this we are praying this absolution of the priest every single day. Take away from us all and from the world world death, inflation, plague, destruction, evacuation, the sword of enemies, the conspiracy of devils. Another part, raise, O Lord, a horn of salvation of your people by the sign of your life-giving cross. Grant, O Lord, your relief during tribulation, your help during hardships and disasters. Save us, O Lord, and save all those who are in distress. Heal the sick of your people. Another part from the absolution. O God, make the door of your church to be open for us through the ages, and until them all ages have mercy on us. And this part is specifically when I close the curtain of the altar, I say the same. O God, make the door of your church to be open for us through the ages, and until them of all ages have mercy on us. Sometimes I didn't understand the words. Sometimes we are praying, we don't know exactly the meanings of the word when we are come to the church. There is two messages actually I found from these tribulations. First message is to the world. Really, it's to the world. And it's coming exactly from the Revelation book. I will open with you the Revelation book, chapter 3, and verse number 17. It's the message to the angel of the church of Laodiceans. He said, "Because you say, 'I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing,' and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, and you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, and you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens my door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." And glory be to God forever, man. You can imagine that exactly this is as a message to the world now from God. The world now thinking about, they are very rich. We are not need for God. Why I'm praying? Why is existing God? They are removing the cross from all the school. They are removing also the prayers. They are not praying. They are going to say, "No, we are antichrist. There is no Christ. There is no God." And this is the message exactly. It's to the world. Now it's time. You are very rich. You think that you are rich.
You're thinking about reaching by science? You're thinking about reaching by knowledge? No. No, Habibi, I am God who create everything. Small virus spread all the world and we are in disaster. And that's why he said, buy from me, not buy from anywhere. You can imagine that God is sending a message directly to the world and say, please buy from me, not buy from any other. This is a message directly to over the world. But maybe the world doesn't understand all the world, the people doesn't worry that they don't know exactly what they have to do. One day I was in the hospital with someone and we spent overnight there because we had an emergency. So it was like 8 hours. So I said to myself, okay, let's go walk in the emergency. So I saw a lady and the lady said to me, oh, thank God that I see a priest here. So I was like, yeah, it's okay. I was walking only. So she said, can I talk to you a little bit? And we sit down on the side and she told me, I have a pain for more than a month and I have a tumor and I don't know, is it a punishment from God? Unfortunately, this is the preaches that some other people said to the people, God will punish you. If you have pain, it is a punishment. No, God is love. God is existing in everywhere, even in this storm. When the disciples were like in the boat and there is a storm, Jesus Christ was sleeping. And so they said to him, hey, you are sleeping. What you are doing here? We will die. And Jesus Christ, like, he looked to them like, what you are saying? Why are you not believing in me? I am with you. I told you I abide in you and you abide in me. Why you are scared? Why you have like, you are afraid from what? From this storm, you are afraid about the recession, about the layoff, about what we will do tomorrow, about what we will have, about our kids, about the school, about the work. Is God is existing with me? Why I have to afraid? Look to today, for today, what the Epistle of St. Paul said. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We are now in the war, but it's a different war. If we see a small virus spread over the world, killed a thousand of the people, you can imagine how many thousands of the people go to see in Italy and Europe, go in the States, go everywhere, you will see a disaster, a catastrophe with this small virus. But St. Paul said, if St. Paul come at these days and he stand over the world and say, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. There is a war and there is a fight, but I have to stand fast and I have to be strong, as St. Paul said. I see in the eyes of the people the fear. No, the man of God can be afraid from anything. That's why I have to say today, apart from our Father who art in heaven, which is give us our daily bread. If we are praying every day, single day, how many times, thousands, millions of times we are saying, our Father who art in heaven, and I'm asking him, give us our daily bread, so what I have to be afraid. Even I'm afraid from what? From the diseases, from the illness. I'm not afraid from anything. The second message should be to us. He said, you are the salt of the world. You are the light of the world. I have to respect the law of what we have, the rules now, in from the government, from the countries, and I have to stay at home. But the problem, what I have to do? They said, okay, maybe I'm afraid about there is a layoff in my company. Maybe I will be out. Or the kids, what I have to do with the kids, they are staying at home, make me crazy. And the wife said, what I have to do? There is nothing to do now. And some people think about future. Oh, after this will happen, we'll end up. What we will do later on. Don't think we are thinking on, we are asking God, give us our daily bread. And daily, it means that He told me, I will give you for your day. Don't think about tomorrow. In the storm, believe there is God in sight. It's a time to go back to my home, and I will read for you what happened in the history. In the 11th century, Al-Khalifa Al-Hakim decreed the closure of all churches in Egypt for 9 years. He closed the churches over among all Egypt for 9 years, for not few weeks. No, 9 years. It was a time of distress of all Copts. One day, the Khalifa was walking through the street where Copts resided, and he heard their voices praising and praying in each Coptic house. Then he said, open their churches and let them pray as they please. I wish it to close a church in every street. But today, I discovered that when I made this decree, a church was opened in each home. This is our history in the 11th century. If we close the church because it's not, there is no persecution, there is a precaution because we have to take care about ourselves. We are not tempted God that we are coming to the church and some people said, no, God, we will, like, whatever He will do, He will protect us. No. We have to follow the rules. We are not tempting God. But also, if I close the church, I'm not coming to the church to take the communion, 9 years. I told them, like, in the 11th century, 9 years. Now is the time of to stay at home and to move the altar from the church to the altar of my home. I have to find a time to pray with my kids. I have to build now a time to build my altar. I have to take my kids in my home and say, okay, let's choose where I have to build my altar. And we will do an altar. We can't go to the church to take the communion, but now we will build our altar here and we will pray together. And instead of one church, for example, here, or four churches in Ottawa, I will find maybe 700 churches. This is the best now, the time of not only look to the news, how many people now attacked by the virus, or how many people died from the virus, and I look to the what happened, the recession, the economy. No, it's not the time to see all this news. The time now to pray to God and to worship and to do mitanias. This is what we have to do. You can imagine if we are here in Ottawa only, 600 or 700 families, if by three or four, we have 1,000 people. If the 1,000 people do mitanias, at least per day, 10 mitanias, how many thousands mitanias we are doing in per day to entreat God, to ask Him to remove this virus from the world. How it's amazing to stay at home and to close my door and to pray. Yesterday, I tried to look to many things to prepare. But after, like, at 1 o'clock in the morning, or 2 o'clock in the morning, I thought to myself, like, okay, I don't know what I have to say. So I was praying to God, God, give me the wisdom and the word. I don't know what I have to say tomorrow.
when I was driving to come to the church, which it's empty. It's empty, there is no one is driving with me. And when I come to the church and I found the church, it's empty. And I look to the all the pews at the church, it's empty too. I said, God, you said that you, your promise, that you keep these churches open for everyone. Let's make these times, it's a time of repentance. I know very well it's a time that the devil tried to close the churches. He used some hands, like the virus, to close the churches. But no, no. Thank you so much is that you keep me down a little bit and go to my home and to pray. If you're using this tricky, I'm using another one. Let's see what St. Paul said here in this for today. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, now we know exactly what we are fight for, against who. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with the truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. The girded waist is the truth. I have the truth that God is existing in everywhere. Even in tribulation and the storm, He's existing. He told me that. He promised me, abide in me and abide in you. And I took His Spirit inside me. He is abiding in me. So why am I have to afraid from what? Why scared from what? Nothing will be moved me from the truth of that God is here with me. I'm trusting in Him. He's taking care about me. If we are talking about, we are contemplate about our Father prayer, and we said our Father, and the first day I said, Father. Father, it means the fatherhood is taking care about every single thing in my life, so why have to be afraid? Don't look now to the news. They have their own, the earth have their own, like, everything. Yes, but we have respecting everything. We're respecting the rules. We're respecting our, like, how to clean ourselves. We have to respecting the distance. We are respecting also to not come to the church. But it's okay if you are not, I'm not coming to the church. But in my home, it's another church. I have 700 in Ottawa churches. I remember when I listened to one of the sermon from Abuna Matta, when he was talking about prayer, he said, when I was young, when they have, I felt that sometimes in my family, when they have trouble, they bring me in the middle and said, repeat after us. And they repeat, and he repeats what they have to pray. He didn't understand, but he feel there is a spirit of God is existing because he is praying from the children. They are praising, and this voice is listening to God. God is listening to these voices. Let's keep our kids to pray. They are pure. And they have to know that it's not about the disease, about the virus, but at least God help all the world and open the church again to come back. I know it's hard for everyone. I remember like my son said to me yesterday, let's go tomorrow to the church. And I was it's very hard to say, no, Habib, you're not going to the church tomorrow. I'm going alone. Yes, it's very hard. But I told him, let's pray. So my request to everyone, please pray. Transform your home to a church. And instead of a church of St. Mary, of St. George, St. Anthony, or St. Mark, St. Mary of Egypt, or St. Joseph, and instead of four churches, we have 700 churches in Ottawa. Please pray a lot that God look to us with his mercy, when compassionate, to remove this virus from all the world, to protect over the, on the world. But also please pray that we, that God give us the time of repentance. Let's look to ourselves. How many times the church was open and we say, oh, I will go tomorrow. I remember last week, someone told me, Abuna, the church, I don't know if I can go to the church or no. So I said, I don't know that they will close the church. But I told him, please come to the church. We don't know that you will attend tomorrow or not. Come today. Think about the church, how many times the church was open and you said, I will come late. And the people now, they're saying, can you tell me, Abuna, what the time of the gospel? Because I wanted to come before the gospel, right before the gospel. I don't know exactly who said that. Our church said, from the first minute when the Abuna opened the curtain and he said, Allah sunimes, osi osi opatir, everyone should be at church. It's another also to message to us. There is many messages we have, and we have to think about it. Let's teach our kids, let's teach ourselves that the church, it's main things in our life. It's life. Let's learn the lesson and don't be scared. Don't worry about anything. Look to the history of the world. How many troubles and storm came to the world, and what happened? Everything is gone. God is taking care about everything. What about the who die in Italy, or who die in the States, or whatever about Canada? How many now affected by the in Ottawa by the virus in Ottawa, in Toronto? I don't care. I'm caring about myself. I'm follow the rules. I'm praying a lot that God remove this storm from the world. This is a time of worship. It's a time of kneeling. It's a time only to raise our hands and our eyes before God. Maybe it's hard, yes, during the Great Lent. That you can imagine that every day we have liturgy and now no one can come to the church. But I know very well that God will remove everything. But only we have to trust him. Trust that he will remove everything. But trust him also too that he is abiding me. Trust him also too that he is taking care and he is carrying me on his shoulder. So I'm not afraid from anything. He's existing. Be assured from that. And read again today the epistle of St. Paul, Ephesians 6:10-24. And you'll see how St. Paul said that we are fighting against principalities, but we have to stand fast, and we have to know how to fight the devils. Again, please, to everybody, don't look to the news. Define times for prayer. Before, I had many times in the confession, the people said, Abuna, we have no time to pray. Abuna, we have a lot of things. We have to do a lot of things with the kids, with our work. So God said, thank you. Okay, if this is a problem only, that why you are not talking to me, can you stay home a little bit? Can you stay a little bit at home and with your kids and let's talk together? This is exactly the message that God's trying to send it to everybody now.
Let's know who is God, who is the creator, the one to creator. It's a time for meditation. Go outside with your kids and walk. And also take with you a Psalm 91 and pray together. And let all the kids and the family know him by heart. Psalm 91. May God give us the peace inside our heart to surpass all this tribulation that we have in our life now. But mainly the tribulation does not come to my heart. It's only from outside. And God give me the peace to know who is God also too, and to focus more with him and with my kids and my family, and to build a new altar in my home. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
True God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and became man, who was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered, was buried, the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, he is coming in his glory, shows the living and the dead, his kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, proceeds from the Father, with the Father and sons, who shall be glorified, spoke of the prophets of our holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess on behalf of the remission of sins, we look to the resurrection of the dead, the life of the Easter come, amen. Tin gosh te vol chai, tin te anastasis, tin irev mo'ot, nem be'on chen te be'on esneyo,
the great, the eternal, formed man in incorruption. And that which in the world through the envy of the devil you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with the heavenly peace, by which thoughts of angels glorify you, saying,
Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth and goodwill toward man.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic cases.
Lord, have mercy.
Bimasaratika, ya Allah, imla kulubana min salamik. وطهرنا من كل دنس ومن كل غش ومن كل رياء ومن كل فعل خبيث ومن تذكار الشر الملبث الموت واجعلنا مستعقين كلنا يا سيدنا أن نقبل بعضنا بعضا بقبلة مقدسة لكي ننال بالوقوع في دينونة من موهبة العلم السمائية بالمسيح يسوع ربي.
قبلوا بعضكم بعضا بقبلة مقدسة يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم. نعم يا رب الذي هو يسوع المسيح اسمعنا وارحمنا. تقدموا تقدموا على هذا الرسم كفوا بالعدتين ولا الشرق انزلوا نصير
ايت النبرز بي انت تسوتو كس ماريا بشو يسره موتنا لكو ايبول انت النوبي تنوش تموكو بخريستوس نمبكيو تناغسوس نمببن ما اسو ابجي اك اي اكسو تي امون Eleos, Erenes, Sesen, Eia, Ene, Seos.
Rabu.
ومع روحك أيضا
أين هي قلوبكم
هي عند الرب
فلنشكر الرب
مستحق
سيون كزيكا أكسيون كزيكا أليس صغار خنوم أثمي أكسيون كزيكا All you who are master Lord God of truth being before the agents and reigning forever, who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, the Father of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by you all, the holy powers.
You are seated.
الذي يقف أمامه الملائكة والرؤساء الملائكة الرئاسات والسلطات والكراسي والأرباب والقوة
وإلى الشرق انظروا
أنت هو الذي يقف حولك الشاربين الممتلئون عيونا والسراج
الصرافيم ذو ستة الأجنحة يسبحون دائما بأر سكوت قائلين
بروسخومي
الشاروبيم يسجدون لك والصرافيم يمجدونك صارخين قائلين قدوس 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 رب الصباوت السماء والأرض مملوءتان من مجدك الأقدس.
قدوس بالحقيقة يا رب إلهنا الذي جبلنا وخلقنا ووضعنا في فردوس النعيم وعندما خالفنا وصيادك بغاية الحية سقطنا من الحياة الأبدية ونفينا من فردوس النعيم فلم تتركنا عنك أيضا إلى الإنقاذ بل دعتنا دائما بأنبياءك القديسين وفي آخر الأيام ظهرت لنا نحن الجلوس في الظلمة وظلال الموت بابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا يسوع المسيح هذا الذي من الروح القدس ومن العذراء القديسة مريم incarnate and became man and taught on the way of salvation. He granted at the birth from on high through water and spirit. He made unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own who are in the world and gave himself for our salvation unto death. Which written over us, we whereby were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen. I believe.
صاعدا إلى السماوات وعلى سعن يمينك أيها الآب على سماء يوما للمجازاة هذا الذي يظهر فيه ليدين المسكونة بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد كنحو أعماله
رحمة
Disciple and send the apostle saying, take heed of it of all of you, for this is my body, which is broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. This is do in remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
هكذا أيضا الكأس بعد العشاء مزج من خمر وماء وشكرا. القديسين رسل أطهار قائلا خذوا واشربوا منه كلكم لأن هذا هو دمي هذا هو دمي العهد الجديد الذي يسفك عنكم وعن كثيرين يعطى لمغفرة الخطايا هذا اصنعه لذكري.
وهذا هو أيضا بالحقيقة آمين.
كل مرة تأكلون من هذا الخبز تشربون من هذا الكأس تبشرون بموتي أن تعترفون بقيامتي وتذكرونني إلى أن أجي.
آمين آمين آمين. بموتك يا رب وبقيامتك المقدسة وصعودك إلى السماوات نعترف نسبحك نباركك نشكرك يا رب ونتضرع إليك يا إلهنا.
Therefore, as we also commemorate His holy passion, His resurrection from the dead, His ascension into the heavens, His sitting at your right hand, O Father, and his second coming from the heaven of song full of glory, we offer unto you your gift from what is dear for every condition, concerning every condition, and in every condition.
Worship God in fear and trembling.
We praise you, we bless you, we serve you, we worship you.
Let us attend. Amen.
وهذا الخبز يجعله جسدا مقدسا له.
آمين.
This cup also into the precious blood of his new covenant.
Again, I believe. Amen.
Given for the remission of sins and eternal life for those who partake of him.
Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
نعم نسألك أيها المسيح إلهنا ثبت أساس الكنيسة. The single hardness of love may take root in us.
Lord, have mercy.
لينمو بر الإيمان سهل لنا طريق الطاعة. shepherds control and those whom they shepherd confirm.
Lord have mercy.
Atibahan lil iklirus nuskan lil rohbani wa rahibat.
Ya Rabbo Rahman.
Purity to those in virginity and virtuous life to those in wedlock.
Lord have mercy.
Rahmatan lil ta'ibin, salahan lil aghniya.
Ya Rabbo Rahman.
Meekness to the pious, help to the poor.
Lord have mercy.
And shiuch kawihim walazina fil hadasati, ya Rabbi adibuhu.
Ya Rabbo Rahman.
The unbelievers restored, let us come, all the church come to an end.
Lord have mercy.
Irfa anil alam alwaba wa ig'al abwab al kanisa maftuha lil mu'minin.
Ya Rabbo Rahman.
Strive the divinity of the heretics and count us all the unity of the righteousness.
Amen. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
May worthy your mother to partake of your holy and the perfection of our souls, our body, one in spirit, that we may become one body, one in spirit, may have a share and inheritance all the saints who have lived in the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only, holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Lord have mercy.
الذي تقتنعت على الدم الكريم الذي لم يحفظ بسلام وجميع الأصاق فارزق سيدنا الذين فيها ونذكر يا رب أبانا التوباوي المكرم رئيس الأصاق فبطر القناة بابا المعز المطرود الثاني والشريك والخدمة الرسولية أبينا الأسقف المكرم الأنبابو
يا رب
and those who are defined the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Hegemons, priests and deacons.
Lord have mercy.
وكل الخدام وكل الذين في البتولية وطهارة كل شعبك المؤمن اذكر يا رب أن ترحمنا كلنا ما
ارحمنا يا الله لا ضابطا
Remember, O Lord, the safety of this place, which is yours in every place and every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Lord, have mercy.
والساكنين فيها بمن إلا شاء كنيستك يصرخون إليك وبيك ومعك قائلين ارحمنا 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 يا الله الآب يا ضابط الكون ارحمنا 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 يا الله مخلصنا ارحمنا 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 يا الله ثم ارحمنا يا رب ارحمنا
ارحمنا ارحمنا ارحمنا يا الله الآب يا ضابط الكل ارحمنا ارحمنا يا الله مخلصنا ارحمنا 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 يا الله
انعم يا ربي على شعبك بوحدانية القلب عضي طمأنينة للعالم مزاجا حسنا للنوى تفضل يا رب ويت سماء ثمرات الأرصوم يا الأنهار وأزرع العشب ونبع في هذه السنة باركها
يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب
اسعدها كما يدرك انا من فرمك الارض ليرواها وتكثر اسمار الدار الزرع والحصاد ودبر يا رب حياتنا كما يليك بارك لي للسنه بصلاحك من اجل فقراء شعب وارمل واليتيم والمريض والضيف من اجل كل نحن الذين نروك ونطلب اسم القدوس for the eyes of everyone wait upon you for you give them their food in due season Deal with us according to your goodness, O you who give food to all flesh, fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too have sufficiency in everything always. May abound in every good.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, Lord, those who have brought us his gift, those on whom they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for this holy and precious gift, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them.
Lord, have mercy.
This, O Lord, I command of your only begotten Son, shake on commemoration of your sins. Graciously award, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have blessed you since the beginning. Our Holy Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Preacher, the Evangelist, the Martyrs, the Confessors, and all the Spirit of the Righteous consummated in the to God, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Lord. And Saint John of Fernand, baptism martyr, the esteemed ardent and the pro-martyr, the beholder of God, Saint Mark the Evangelist, the apostle and martyr, the patriarch and Severus, our teacher, Discordus, the national apostolic, Saint Pierre, martyr and high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Sedithian, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Bidul, Saint Gregory, the John the Gregory Wonder Worker, Saint Gregory the Armenian, the 318 assembled at Nicaea, and 150 at Constantinople, 200 at Ephesus. Nimpenioten zinki os penishti av Antonios, nimbesmi ava Pavli, nimpishom to av Makar, nimnishire tiran stavrovos. Nimpen ava biomeros, nimpen ava pishoi, pimismi promentele, yons, pimen ridem in so tiran. Asus nimpin bavgarud bimasu nimpin yod arshiz yakun habib gengiz wa kulli masaf kudisik hawla lazina bisuala demotul batihim irhamna kullana man wal kuzna min agli izma wal kudus الذي دعى علينا
القارئون فليقولوا أسماء بعد البطل كالقديسين الذين رقدوا الربنا يحنفوس أجمعين في فردوس النعيم ويغفر لنا خطايانا
بركاتهم المقدسة فلتكون معنا آمين المجد لك يا
الذين ذكرنا أسماءهم والذين لم نذكرهم الذين بعد منا والذين ليسوا في فكرنا الذين رقدوا أتنا يا في الإيمان بالمسيح تفضل يا رب أذكر نفس أبينا الطوباوي أبونا بشوي كامل تفضل يا رب نيه نفسه مجمعين في أحضان أبنا القديسين إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب علهم في موضع خضرا على ما الراحة في فردوس النعيم الموضع الذي يرب منه الحزن والكآب والتنهد في نور قديسين
يا رب ارحم
Oh. whose soul you have taken repose in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the place. And we too who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the earth.
O Spirit, keste
كل شيء كريم ومبارك بيسوع المسيح ابنك الحبيب والروح القدوس.
أيها السيد رب الإله
كل الذي أرسله ابنه الوحيد إلى العالم علمنا الناموس والوصايا المكتوبة في الإنجيل المقدس علمنا أن الصوم والصلاة هما اللذان يخرجان الشياطين إذ قال هذا الجنس لا يخرج بشيء إلا بالصلاة concerning the advent of Christ many generations before his coming. Fasting and prayer were pursued by the apostles when they preached to all nations and made them Christians and baptized them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Fasting and prayer were pursued by the martyrs until they shed their blood in the name of Christ, who witnessed the confession before Pontius Pilate. والصديقون ولباس الصليب وسكنوا في الجبال والبراري وشكوك الأرض من أجل عظم محبته في الملك المسيح. too, let us fast from all evil, impurity, unrighteousness, and let us proceed toward this holy sacrifice and partake in it with thanksgiving, so that with a pure heart, an enlightened soul, an unshamed faith, a perfect faith, a perfect love, and a firm hope, we may boldly venture without fear to pray to you, God, the Holy Father, who art in heaven and in heavens, and we say, Our Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The holy honor, body, and the true blood of Jesus Christ, Son of our God. Amen. Oh.
πες νόφεν τεμένου ηλπενούτη, φαϊν πέχαινο μεθ μη. Αμήν. Αμήν. I believe, and confess to the last breath that life-giving flesh that your only begotten Son, our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, took from our Lady, the Lady of us all, the Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary. He made all divinity without mingling, without confusion, without alteration. He, with the good confession before Pontius Pilate, gave it up for us upon the holy word of the cross of his will. For us all, bilhaqiqati wa minallahut lami fariknasutahum. لحظة واحدة وطرفت عين يعطانا خلاصا وغفرانا للخطايا وحياة أبدية لكل من يتناول منه. أؤمن 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 أن هذا هو بالحقيقة. آمين.
آمين. اطلبوا عنا وعن كل المسيحيين الذين قالوا لنا من أجلهم أن نذكرهم في بيت الرب. سلام ومحبة ربنا يسوع المسيح فلتكن مع جميعكم. رتلوا بنشيد قائلين الليلويا. صلوا من أجل التناول باستحقاق من الأسرار المقدسة الطاهرة السمائية. يا رب ارحم.
اذكرنا امام الرب ليغفر لنا فنسبحك قديما لك العالم السلام امين
Jesus be Christo sereneste vine hereia gon in hemen ho ne memen gol sante sotten hennen novi sotiemono onainon kirieleison kirievlo rison amin ze moiro مویرو استیمی تنیا کوریه و کمبی
پی اخریستو و سپنوتی اپ اورون تتی هیرین موینانی تکرینی سمنانی تکرینی کانی نووینانی وول جی سوک تتی گومنی مزمو بیماشانی امین May I worthy to pray, thankful Lord Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us day our daily bread, forgive our trespasses, as we forgive to those who trespass against us. Lead us unto temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, and Christ Jesus, we Lord, the power, the glory forever. Amen. والآن محبة الله الآب ونعمة ابن الله المسيح وشركة موهبة وعطية الروح القدس تكون مع جماعكم. امضوا بسلام وسلام الرب يكون مع جماعكم.